everyone. First round of the Citizens Bank Classic coming to you from Van Buren, Arkansas. First game this afternoon, Mountain Home at Subi. Next game coming up around 5:30, Bentonville West will be taking on Cabot. The 7 o'clock game tonight, Portsmouth Southside taking on Clarksville. And then the final game tonight at 8:30, Van Buren will be taking on Mena. So Mountain Home's got a tough draw right off the bat. The winner of this game will meet the winner of the Bentonville West Cabot game Friday night at 7 o'clock. The loser of this game will be playing the loser of the Bentonville West Cabot game at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. Either way, we're going to have some games here on 101 throughout the tournament. Talon Benton, as we get back to action, goes to the big man Jones, muscles his way in. I like the way this kid plays, gets his feet set, goes straight up strong. He put it up and in. We're tied. Jones has 4. Jangle with the basketball. He'll elevate. The long 3 won't go. Jones clears the boards. Outlet to Benton. Up ahead, it goes into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert down low. The shot is up, but it is no good. A whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Wyatt Gilbert of Mountain Home. That will be Gilbert's first. Zibiaco with a basketball. Whistle. It's going to be on Hunter Brashears. That'll be the first on Brashears. The 16th foul. Zibiaco with the ball. 1 minute into the second quarter. We're tied at 11. King, top of the key, works it to Jenga. To Myers, gets in a little trouble, gives it back to Myers on the right baseline for 3. It won't go. Tipped up, controlled, Talon Benton. Benton wanting to run with it. Has Gilbert on the right side, gives it to him. Gilbert tracks it down, works it back outside to Brashears. Back to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert, he'll drive. Double team and trapped on the baseline. Wisely throws it out of bounds, but it comes back and hits Gilbert before it touches the out of bounds line. And the turnover gives it back over to Subiaco. Gilbert with the ball. They drive the baseline. Whistle. They're going to call another foul on Mountain Home. This one's going on Luke Cruz. That'll be 2 on Luke. 17 fouls early on. Bennett Pinson checks in. Gilbert checks out. Also, Colton Peters checks in. So we've got Brashears, we've got Colton Peters, Matt Jones, Benson, and Talon Benton in the lineup for the Bombers. Jenga with a 1-on-1 opportunity. The 17th foul has been whistled on Mountain Home. Personal on its way, it's good. He'll draw the bonus. Subiaco, perfect 4-of-4 from the free throw line this afternoon. They break the tie. It's 12-11. One more free throw coming from Jenga. It's off the back of the iron. It's no good. But an offensive rebound by Mariah gives it right back to Subiaco. They lead 12-11. Myers with it, top of the key. Myers gives up the dribble. They work it over to Forrest. Baseline 3, up, and it's good for Kramers. Matt Kramers with 3, 15-11. Talon Benton with the ball. Deals it off. Left baseline. Pinson, his 3. It won't go. Jones with an offensive put back. It won't go. Offensive rebound. Battled 4 underneath. They're going to call a foul. I want to say it's going to be on Colton Peters. Let's wait for the officials. That is the call. But on Colton, that'll be his 2nd. The team's 8. So we'll walk to the other end. And Forrest will be on the line. Shooting a 1-and-1. Of course, that scored the ball game. 5'10 senior. First one's up. It's good. He'll draw the bonus. Wyatt Gilbert checks in. He'll replace Felton Peters in the lineup. He just got whistled for his 2nd foul. Baylor, Cresselius checks back in. He'll give Jones a breather. We've got Benton for Shears. The second free throw from Forrest is up. It's good. Benton for Shears, Cresselius, Henson, and Bryant in the ballgame. Or not Bryant, sorry, Gilbert in the ballgame. For the Bombers. Gilbert with the basketball, left wing. The free throw line extended. They work at top of the key to Cresselius. Cresselius with 5:46 left to play until halftime. Works at top of the key for Shears. For Shears. Looking inside for Pinson. Coming off the screen, can't work it to him. They lob it over the defense to Gilbert. Now they find Pinson on the left baseline. Back around, Cresselius, and a whistle and a foul underneath. This one's going on Subiaco's Jenga. That'll be the first on Jenga. The 15th foul against Subi. It'll be Palmer basketball out of bounds underneath their own bucket. In fast, Gilbert with the ball, right baseline, comes back out to the wing. Looking for Cresselius off the screen. They work it to Brashears on the baseline, back out to Cresselius. He'll spin, ball is loose, on the floor, diving for it. Still loose. What are they going to call? They're going to give Subiaco a timeout. They'll retain possession. 5:10 left to play in the first half. 17-11 in favor of the Subiaco Trojans. And you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Welcome back, everyone. First round action of the Citizens Bank Classic, the 2018 version going on here on 101.7. Also being streamed live on KTLO.com. Bombers come in 1-0 on this young season. They trail early on, 17-11. Jenga with the basketball as we get back to action. He'll find Myers at the top of the key after the timeout. Myers. Back right side to Jenga. Mariah the cutter, looking back door. They work it to him, but he goes right back to Jenga. Driving left-hand layup by Jenga's good. And Jenga, 6 points in the ball game, and it's a 19-11 Subiaco lead. For Shears, down low, 10-foot jumper, short, tracked out by Myers of Subi. Trojans with a basketball, looking to increase this lead. Lead by eight. That's the largest lead of the first half for the Trojans. Jenga, top of the key, picked up by Cresselius. You go to Myers on the right side. Man-to-man defense by the Bombers. They work through the screens. Subiaco with a lot of motion on their offense. Jenga fakes, drives, lays it off the glass, and it's good. 8 points for Jenga. 21-11, 10-point Trojan lead. 3:55 to play here in the first half. Callan Benton with the ball. Left side, just going to throw it away. Oh, they save it, man. A great save by Hunter Brashears. A hustling save by the Bombers. Cresselius, right baseline. Picked up by Myers. Top of the key. Working back on the right side. Cresselius. Gilbert for three. Long three won't go. Jones with an offensive rebound. The big man goes up and lays it in. Matt Jones with 6 points. Cuts it back to an 8-point. Trojan lead 21-13 with 3:17 to play in the first half. Trojans, Jenga, long three. He's feeling it right now. Last 7 points, compliments of Jenga, and it's 24-13. Now 11-point lead for Subi. Talon. Talon a fake. Drive. Kick it out. That's Cresselius with it. He'll work it to Gilbert. Sets a screen for Gilbert. Now Gilbert to find Jones. It's going to be almost turned over. Tipped into the backcourt by the Trojans. Now Jones is going to lose the handle. Mariah picks him off. 2:35 left to play. Jenga. He'll drive, whistle. What are they going to call? Are they going to call a blocking foul? Going to call a blocking foul on Baylor Casilius. That'll be the second on Baylor. 19 fouls now against Mountain Home. Jenga will be on the line. 2 out of 3 from the free throw line today. That's the 19th foul. Person on its way. It's good for Jenga. Jenga, 5'10 senior. He'll draw the bonus of the 1-1. Second one on its way. Rattles around and falls. 4 out of 5 from the free throw line today. 13 points. He's the leading scorer so far for Subiaco. Talon with the basketball for the Bombers. Finds Gilbert on the right baseline. Looking to cut into this 13-point deficit. Benton. Back to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert gets a screen from Cresselius. Comes off the screen. Finds Talon on the left wing. Jones sets a screen. Benton picks up his dribble. Bobs it over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert. Screen from Cresselius. Drives down the lane. Splits the defense. Puts up a prayer. Count the bucket. Wyatt Gilbert will be on the line for the and one. Foul was whistled on number 21, Kramers. Matt Kramers, Subi. Gilbert with 5 points in the first half. 5'10 sophomore guard. Able to cut this to a 10-point lead with an and one error. Minute 58 left to play in the first half. Glad to have you tuned in this afternoon for Bomber basketball action. Free throw from Gilbert. It's up. It's good. Wyatt Gilbert doing a good job today coming in off the bench for Coach Vulture. Myers with the ball for Subi. Drives the lane. Left side. Throws up a prayer. Won't go. Rebound taken down. Fiber Shears of Mountain Home. Bombers with an opportunity to get this back down to single-digit lead. Talon. Right baseline. Off the screen. Can't pull the trigger. Now he'll drive. He'll lay it up soft. Won't go, but a whistle. They're going to call a charge on Talon Bent. Oh, no, man. You got to have your feet set. I don't know about that call. I don't know about that call. Yeah. Consensus here on Press Row, that was a bad call. 10th team foul whistled on the Bombers. Look, I don't have a dog in the hunt, man. I'm just a hired gun. I'm going to call it like I see it. That was just a bad call. And should have been on the line shooting a pair. Trojans with a basketball. Minute 26 left to play. Myers with it. Top of the key. They work it to Jenga. He'll elevate for three. It's in and out. No good. Jones rips down the rebound. Outlet goes to Gilbert. Gilbert drives. Right side. Layup off the glass. Good. Wyatt Gilbert. Started with Jones and finished with Gilbert as he went coast to coast. And it's 26-18 and a little life in the Bombers now. Bench is up, giving them some support, telling them, man, let's keep fighting. Trojans with a basketball. Bombers looking for a defensive stop. Under a minute to play. Myers with it. Left side to Forrest. Forrest cut off. Goes to Jenga. He'll drive. Split the defenders. That should be a charge. Thank you very much. That's number 2 on Jenga. And the defense stepped up that time. Forced a charge on the Trojans. Now they'll have the basketball for the final 42 seconds. 26-18 in favor of Subiaco. Bombers with the basketball. 40 seconds left to play. Gilbert goes right side. Gets a screen from Jones. Gilbert. They go inside to Jones. The big man triple teamed. Whistle and a foul. And Jones will be on the line shooting a 1-1. That foul is going to be on number 25, Mariah. Matt Jones, 6'4", 230-pound sophomore, will be on the line. He has 6 points here in the first half. 1-1 opportunity. First one up. Too strong off the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebound, Subiaco. Myers, 20 seconds left to play. Oh, bomb. Myers, off the dribble. Final 10. Myers picked up by Brashears. Way outside. They'll lob it over across the defense, gives it right back to Myers. He'll be cut off on the baseline, elevate for a prayer. It's no good. Rebound Bombers, and that's the end of the first half. Our score at halftime, Subiaco 26, Mountain Home 18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!